Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are so grateful to Him. Well, let me encourage you from a very beautiful scripture from the book of Psalm, chapter 86 and verse 5. And it says, O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. The King James Version says, For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. I like this scripture. And I like this whole Psalm of 86. It's a prayer of David. He says, Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. You know, being a king, he can pray that kind of a prayer. He says, I'm poor and needy. He was and exclaiming unto the Lord and asking God, please have mercy upon me. Then he says in verse 2, preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Then verse 3 says, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. And then he says in verse 5, that you are ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them. My dear brothers and sisters, it's so important that we understand the word mercy as inscribed in the Bible. You know, the Hebrew word for mercy literally means to get inside another's skin, to be completely identified with that person. And this is what Christ has done for us. And now he asks that we demonstrate the same quality to others. That's what Jesus did for us. He got into the form of man. He experienced humanity from very close quarters. And he died on the cross of Calvary, paid the price for our sin, and shed his precious blood so that you and I will be saved, will be healed, delivered, and added into the kingdom of his Father, Jehovah God. Hallelujah. What a beautiful work Jesus has done. And he anticipates and expects that we will also extend same kind of mercy that God has extended unto us. Our Heavenly Father has extended unto us. And he desires that we'll extend that mercy to others as well. As Christians, we are called to lead and live a life that is, our standards are raised up to meet the standards of God. If our God is ready to forgive us quickly, and if he's ready to have mercy upon us at all times to them who call upon him, how much more we must also show compassion and mercy to one another in the family and also in our community where we live, in our churches where we go, and wherever we work, we'll be willing to show mercy. Amen. So let's determine our hearts and our minds that we will extend mercy of God to others as we interact with the people around us. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We love you, we bless you, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name, we glorify you. You are an amazing God. You are an awesome God. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am. You are slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. And we want to say thank you, Father, for that. You are ready always to hear the prayer of the people, those who call upon you. Today, Lord, we, your people, call upon thee and pray that you will answer us, you will hear us, you will deliver us from all our troubles, you will bless us, you will enlarge our territory and increase our borders and take away pain from our midst in the name of Jesus and fill our hearts with agape love and fill our bowels with compassion and give us the mind of Christ that today we can live like Jesus And Father, we'll be able to extend your mercy unto others. Lord God Almighty, we thank you. Today, Father, as your flock steps out into their jobs and into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I pray that you will give them grace and glory and show them mercy and bless them, O Father God, and keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command that sickness get out in Jesus' name. For by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. And Father God, I thank you for your healing virtue that flows from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And today we rejoice in your presence, knowing that Jesus Christ is our Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.